So you've posted, Copper River Seafoods has posted a price for catch starting pre-season. That's big.
Correct. Yeah, I think so. You know, as you know, the owner of our company was fisherman, and he feels like he's the fisherman. He always, his dream was to know the price before he go fishing, and we're trying to work on it and give our fishermen the price before they go fish. They know what they're getting.
I'm sure that you're going to hear from your fishermen that they appreciate that, not only knowing it, but part two is your price looks better already than was paid out by most people last year. Can you run down what Copper River is offering for the catch this week?
Yeah, but it's also a few reasons why. You know, if you look at it, the marketplace right now and runs in a different location in Alaska, it's kind of the shortage for sockeye, and the market is hungry for the fish right now. And what we will do, what we would like to do in the Bristol Bay, that every Sunday we would like to post the price and tell the fishermen what the price will be. The price will be posted, it doesn't mean it's we will run whole season, but we will try to do be competitive and go with the market. And right now we posted the base price, what is 75 cents. And incentives, RSW or slush ice, 15 cents. And required the bleed fish is another 10 cents. And right now, because all our fish going on the fresh market, and we are able to pay another 25 cents extra, and to put the fish on the fresh market, and altogether it's get the $1.25.
$1.25 for really good fish going out fresh from Bristol Bay, Alaska.
Exactly. We needed the fishermen take extremely care of the fish. We want to show everybody that fish in the Bristol Bay, they are good, and this is the reason we want to motivate them. They will take care of them.
I imagine this is kind of a huge turn of events for Bristol Bay's industry, and I think your fleet will appreciate. What do you think other processors will do now that you've started this? Do you think that they will have to follow suit, or is that just up to them to decide?
You know, it's really hard to say. You know, we are absolutely independent company, and it's running by Scott Blake, and he's making the decision. The best for the company and best for the fishermen, because fishermen are our partners in this industry, and we need to listen to them. What they feel and how things go. About in other companies, we don't know. You know, we are a little bit different structure. We also go on the fresh market. You know, last 20 years, we create really strong the fresh market, and we are able to do this market price. You know, if somebody do frozen stuff, canned stuff, it'd be probably really hard for them to come up with the price. I think it's kind of impossible.
Okay, so you think that this price may not be the bay-wide price through the season, but for the fresh market right now that needs some product, this is certainly an improvement over 2015.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. I will go like that.
Okay. Voita, before we let you off here, how did last season go with your new plant in Naknek, and what are you looking forward to this season? Should it be a good run for Copper River in Bristol Bay?
Yeah, we believe that. I think we have pretty successful year. We caught over 4 million pounds in the Naknek, over 1 million pounds in Togiak. We believe we did pretty good. We have good crew. We are optimistic, and we hope we can do better this year.
Well, I hear about a secret cabal meeting between top processors that get together to set the price every year. And if I don't know if that's true or not, but I'd guess Copper River just lost its invite to that this year.
No, I am not sure. You know, it's a lot of rumors running around. I'm not even sure if any meeting is that. I think this is just on the rumors side, and I will not really get into it.
All right. Voita Novak at Copper River Seafoods in the Naknek plant. Always good to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Okay. You are welcome.